Hi guys, so today I am going to be explaining the concept of polysaccharides. So now you have heard of simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. The most common form of carbohydrate that we find in the food we consume is starch, which is a complex carbohydrate. Now, these complex carbohydrates have a highly branched molecular structure and are named polysaccharide. So let us study them in detail. So polysaccharide, these are complex carbohydrates made up of repeating units of monosaccharides that are attached together by glucosidic linkage. So a molecule of polysaccharide has number of sugar molecules bond together to form a large molecule. Another name for them is glycanes. So polysaccharides are classified into two parts, namely one homopolysaccharide to heteropolysaccharide. So explaining homopolysaccharide, these molecules are made up of only one type of monosaccharides. A general theme for them is derived from the kind of monosaccharide units that they have. A homopolysaccharide made up of only glucose molecules is named glucanes. One with only galactose molecules earns the name galactose. You know, it sounds the same, but it's spelled differently. So the galactose is spelled, you know, G-A-L-A-C-T-O-S-E. And the galactose, the other one is spelled G-A-L-A-C-T-U-S. So in this given topic, we will be focusing only on glucanes. So, describing the second division, which is heteropolysaccharide, they are polysaccharide molecules consisting of more than one type of monosaccharide. So, now let us focus on the three main polysaccharides commonly found in nature. They are the ones that we see every day in our everyday lives, which are starch, glycogen, and lastly, cellulose. So I am going to be giving short notes on all of these terms. So starch. Starch is an element present in all photosynthetic plants. We generally find starch in the plant's root and seeds. All plants, when they synthesize glucose, the extra glucose is stored in the form of starch. Starch is a glucane, meaning it only consists of glucose molecules all linked together. The general molecular formula for starch is C6H10O5. So the N denotes the number of molecules linked together. We find starch in the seed of plants such as granules. On heating these granules in the water, we form a colloidal suspension. So we can obtain two components from this process. Two components are amylase and amylopectin. So amylase, I am going to be describing it in, let's say, three terms or three divisions. One, amylases themselves are also polysaccharides. Two, constitute about 10 to 20% of a starch molecule. Three, they are made up of D-glucose units that connect with each other with the help of a glycosidic linkage. Now, over to amylopectin. Same in three divisions. One, they have the same basic structure that amylase does, which is D-glucose unit combining with glycosidic linkage. Two, constitute about 80 to 90% of starch molecules. And lastly, they have a very interesting structure. They have a main branch similar to amylase, but then also have branches. So you see, their branches got branches, but amylase just got branches. So now to the second of, you know, the third main polysaccharide, which is glycogen. Glycogen is also glucone. That is, it is made up of exclusively of D-glucose unit. It is a reserved carbohydrate source for animals as well as plants. So let us now, you know, discuss the structure and the function of glycogen. So the structure of glycogen is similar to that of amylopectin. The only exception being that glycogen is very branched. In a glycogen molecule, the branching happens more frequently, almost after every 6 glucose unit. This is the reason glycogen behaves differently to amylopectin. So, functions. Glycogen performs some very important functions in plants and animals. It is able to perform these functions due to its unique structure and formation. 1. Now, as you are aware, glucose is found in the cell membrane of cells of plants and animals. These glucose molecules are very small and compact. They can easily diffuse out of the cell membrane. But glycogen is a big and complex molecule. It will not diffuse out of the cell membrane. Hence, it is an important function of glycogen, the storage of glucose within cells. And lastly, of the three main divisions of polysaccharide is cellulose. Cellulose is an important structural element of the cell walls of all photosynthetic plants. It is a fibrous kind of polysaccharide which is highly insoluble in water. Here again, cellulose is a glucane. The D-glucose unit connects in 1-4 fashion. So the connection is different from starch and glycogen. It is a beta linkage. So the linkage is B-glucosidic linkage. The structure is not helical since the beta linkage confines the polysaccharide to a straight chain form. So with this being said, I would end my segment on this topic here, and I will catch you guys on my next one.